I was going to talk about the New Zealand situation with regards to these asset sales and the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, because I think this is actually probably one of the most scary things that is happening to the country right now, is that you have these New World Order trash, you know, working for the banking interviews, working for the banking cartels and what have you, that come in and get elected, and nobody's ever really heard of them. Like I'd never heard of Mitt Romney before him starting to run for the Republican candidate nomination and everything like that. Never heard of Obama before he came in and started running for president and all of that sort of stuff, all right? It's just like these people kind of almost come out of nowhere. Like, their background is completely unknown to any of us because we don't actually get involved, right? You know, we're not at politics every day. We don't go to Congress. We don't protest outside a lot of the time. And even if we do, we're not naming names, shaming shames, and what have you. So basically, these scum fracks get away with it because we don't know who we're dealing with. And if you don't know who your enemy is, how exactly are you going to fight them? If you don't know what their tactics are, how exactly are you going to defeat them? So dig this. Here's the tactic of the enemy. Manipulate people with the media to tell them that there's a big economic crisis. Then, when they react to that big economic crisis, they will willingly get anybody who says that they can save them into power. Okay? That's how easy it is to manipulate our society. Most people don't think about anything at all, at any point. I forget who it was. It might have been Winston Churchill who said the best argument against democracy is a conversation with the average voter. And I hold that to be 100% true. Because I have talked to many average voters, and they don't know Shiite Muslim about anything. They can't define anything. It's the thing. You go to ask them, define right wing, define left wing. They can't do it. Define economics. They can't do it. So, you have a whole bunch of completely uneducated, manipulated, totally brainwashed, mind-controlled slaves who are willing to destroy their own country for no good reason, okay? And it's just the thing. They're completely unaware. This lack of awareness wholesale, doesn't matter what country you're in, we all experience this massive lack of awareness, do we not? And it's not my fault that everybody's not aware. It's not your fault. We're the ones going out there trying to tell the truth. It's not our fault when they don't listen to us either. It's not our fault when our countries get sold out. It's not our fault. It's not our problem either. We're not the ones who created it. We shouldn't be the ones who have sole responsibility of solving it. And more to the point, solving such a massive problem, let's say if I did take responsibility for saying, oh, whoa, hold on a second, the whole country's fracked. I have to do something. Okay, many activists do this, and they find out very early on that it's not easy to do it on your own. If anything, it's nigh on impossible. That's another thing that I found out about all the activists in New Zealand. Okay, whenever any of them are in trouble, they always know other activists within their movement or in other areas or something like that, and they always come out of the woodwork to protect each other. Okay, we really do have an opposite mechanism starting to work here in the truth movement. Okay, and let me just sort of try and break it down. So, media, assets, government, social. Okay, these are the three things that I think probably really need to be defined for people in the truth movement. Media, assets, social. Media currently manipulate everybody by telling them lies and whatever. Okay, cool. Who do they get to do all the commentary? They get paid shills and what have you. Okay, so what does the truth movement have to do? Get unpaid shills. All right, I'm a shill in some way, sense of the word. I am shilling the truth all day long. I'm shilling counselling and truth of ideology and what have you. So technically, yes, I am. Okay, except I'm doing the exact opposite of what the current media do. Right, and that's all that needs to happen. You just have a look at whatever the establishment's doing, do the direct opposite, and you're most likely going to be right on the money. Okay? It's pretty simple. Do the direct opposite of whatever they want you to do. Assets. They want you to sell your assets, ergo, you have to keep your assets. Pretty straightforward. They want you to sign massive trade agreements, which take away your country's sovereignty and give evil companies like Monsanto the capacity to sue your company if they pass legislation stopping anything that would make them a profit. For instance, if they wanted to come and dump toxic waste in the middle of Queen Street, for example, main city, and the government said, you know what? Dumping toxic waste in the middle of our main shopping areas is going to cause a lot of damage to the local population, and it might dampen the local businesses and everything like that. So we're going to pass legislation that makes it illegal to dump toxic waste in public places. Monsanto will go, you know what? We're going to have to take you to court then, because you're threatening our fracking profit margins. And I'm not kidding. I'm making a really insane example to just kind of show you exactly what they are capable of doing. If they wanted to, they could do this under this Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. And if you're in the United States or in Japan or anything like that, any massive scum fracker corporation will be capable of doing this to you as well. We are all going to be exterminated in terms of economics by this type of treaty. Now, the United States has already suffered under NAFTA and GATT, so they already know what we're talking about. They know what happens when you do these big, massive trade agreement deals. People in the economic community know what happens when you join massive economic communities. Is you're basically putting all your eggs in one basket, okay? Now, everybody knows that putting all your eggs in one basket is an incredibly stupid idea, because if you stumble in any way, shape, or form, you're going to lose the lot. And that's precisely the agenda. Tie everybody together, right? Not entirely dissimilar in a way witches are tied together and burned at the stake. That's what's going to happen to our economies under this sort of stuff. Okay? Who benefits? Not you and not me, not our countries, not our sovereignty, not our personal liberties, not our economies of any kind. It's not possible. It's not their real intention for this. If the intention was to do any good, the agreements would not be secret from the public. People would be able to look and say, ooh, I don't like that little bit there. Maybe we can actually do something about it. But no, doesn't work that way. And the last aspect I wanted to explain is social. Okay. New World Order wants you to not be social, wants you to not hang out with other truthers, wants you to feel alone, wants you to withdraw into yourself, wants you to lose your mind and start becoming drug dependent and everything like that. Well, look at it this way. What's the normal aspect of a normal person's life? We've got the Greek calling in now. I'll come to you in a sec, mate. You know how you go out before you became a truther? And you used to go out drinking on Friday nights with mates or something like that. You go around to their house, maybe you watch a movie or something like that. Hey, still do that, all right? Except go around to a truther mate's house. Instead of watching some mindless movie, watch a documentary together. So it's the same methodology. Go and have dinner with a truther friend. In fact, I have Tiff and Dan, two listeners who came around to my house the other week, have invited me and my girlfriend Sarah around for dinner tonight. Okay, and we're going to go around, we're going to have a nice chat and be friendly and all of that sort of stuff. That's what you're supposed to do, man. Okay? Don't stay alone. It's a bad idea. Or at least I think so anyway. You know? Everybody's really cool in the truth movement. Well, not everybody. There's plenty of cool people in the truth movement, let me rephrase. And by all means, if you're tired of hanging around with slaves, talking about stuff that doesn't matter, find yourself a truther mate. Email me. If there's a truther that I know in your particular area or your particular state or whatever, the Vinnie Eastwood Show social network, I'm going to be launching this goodness knows when. I just want people to send me emails with their current location and maybe what their interests are or anything like that. And what I'll do is I'll send you the email addresses of people in your area, not so you can just chat with them on Facebook, but so you can actually meet them. You can actually talk with them. Okay? That is the most important thing that you need to realize in life, is that you are not alone in this. Okay? I'm 10,000 miles away. I can't be there with you at all times. All of you listeners, on the other hand, you can be there for each other. You really can. And I'll be there for anybody who needs me.